From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers and ranchers who have crop insurance and have suffered wildfire-related losses should contact their agents within 72 hours. According to the government agency overseeing crop insurance, wine grape growers who fear their crops may have been damaged by smoke may be covered by insurance, though they must provide evidence of a laboratory test. Private labs have been backlogged, but state and university labs have offered to help test grapes. In the past several years, the convenience store sector has emerged as an important and growing outlet for U.S. pork and beef in international markets. But this year, the sector has made significant adjustments to accommodate changing consumer routines and preferences during the COVID-19 pandemic. With more people working from home, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Jesse Austin says U.S. pork and beef are well positioned to capitalize on consumers' growing demand for convenient food that's also high in quality. The National Institute of Food and Agriculture has announced 20 new research grants through the Organic Agriculture Research and Extension Initiative, with over $2 million to be awarded to Organic Seed Alliance and collaborative partners for four projects that aim to meet the organic seed needs of farmers. OSA Executive Director Carl Ariz says these projects will provide timely research and education to increase the diversity, quantity, and quality of organic seed available to American farmers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.